It's 4:30.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. To Watermaster, I'd like to ask Tony Winkle to come up and do invocation for us, please.
Thank you. Our beloved Heavenly Father, we are very grateful for this beautiful July day. We're grateful for this board, for the precious water resources we have in this dry desert. We ask for your guidance to help us know the right thing to do, the courage to do it, and the understanding that we can all be unified and manage this precious resource in a wise way. Say this in the name of our beloved, in the name of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
I call the Water Master meeting on the, what is this, July 23rd to order. And Jesse, if you could please lead us in the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands.
Now, can we move on to roll call, please?
Director Cox is absent. Director Limbaugh?
Here.
Director Page?
I'm here.
Director Ramirez?
Here.
Director Raleigh?
Here.
Director West?
Present.
Chair Hoffman?
Here. Thank you.
And we also have in attendance presenting staff David Seilstad, legal counsel Lee McElhaney, and attending remotely Executive Officer Adnan Anabtawi.
Thank you very much. We'll move on to number three is approval of the agenda. Do you have a motion? And are we doing online? We're going to try.
If not, I'll move it for you.
I'll second.
Tempting.
Because Director Page is remote, we need to do a voice call, motion, and vote.
Okay.
Thank you.
A motion from Director Raleigh and a second from Director West.
Thank you. Director Limbaugh?
Yes.
Director Page?
Yes.
Director Ramirez?
Yes.
Director Raleigh?
Aye.
Director West?
Yes.
Chair Hoffman?
Yes. Thank you. Public participation. Do we have anybody wishing to speak at this time?
Yes, we have three in-person speakers, and they want to introduce themselves.
Perfect. Our first speaker.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak at this hearing. My name is Kenneth Gunn. I live at 40980 Castle Road in an unincorporated area within San Bernardino County, near one of the commercial wells managed by the Dar family. The commercial well is supplying water to the Aretina Solar Project located in Boron, California, which is in Kern County. I am here to request that the Western Dar commercial well be immediately investigated by the Water Master and any other appropriate entity. I have already asked that the U.S. Department of Interior and EPA investigate. If the DARs are found to be in noncompliance with the MWA's water extraction directives, or if their water extraction is found to be detrimental to local well owners' water supply, I'm also requesting that the extraction of commercially available water to be terminated immediately and the well nearest my residence be capped permanently. In addition, if found in noncompliance, or having acted in a deceptive manner, I believe their ability to sell water should be questioned. I'm requesting further assistance, such as MWA providing a current DAR West well meter reading indicating how much water has been extracted for the Aretina Solar Project. I would also request that commencing tomorrow, July 24, 2025, the MWA obtain daily meter readings and send it to me in order to further determine if water is being utilized where authorized. I would further request an inspection of the West Well site and permission to verify where Dar water is being utilized on the Aretina site. The rate of replenishment is also of great interest to us at the West Dar Well. I would also greatly appreciate immediate provision of the current judge's name who oversees the MWA in the Mojave Basin area in accordance with case number 208-568. According to the Water Master Services Manager, James Dar and a representative, Aretina Solar, came to an agreement with the MWA that water from the Dar Well, located approximately 1/2 mile from my house, would only be utilized in San Bernardino County and for the limited purpose of constructing a gen tie to the substation located in Kramer Junction. Aretina Solar, in its proposal to Kern County for their solar project, indicated that they wanted to construct a gen tie to the substation located in Boron, California, which again is in Kern County. The gen tie line for San Bernardino County was an alternate option. Given the number of water trucks departing the Dar commercial well site, some of which spewing water as they went, I decided to drive from the Kramer Junction substation along two dirt roads, photographing the area. There was no sign of current dust abatement or other forms of water usage, indicating that all Dar extracted water was apparently being utilized in Kern County. Many residents of Boron have observed the water trucks entering town, and it's my understanding that people have filmed and documented suspected water transport, me included. For example, on July 21st, 2025, I began observing the truck movement. Attached is a log, attached, provided to you, is a log of my filming of traffic. Approximately 39 to 40 water trucks crossed the county line during the time I watched. What I believe has happened is a destructive storm by means of obfuscation and negligence. Kern County is facing a lawsuit for allegedly not properly addressing environmental issues at another project site, and the political representative who should have been an advocate for Boron was arrested for serious crimes. The abjectly poor community of Boron was in no position to combat a large corporation buying up land along our local town's boundaries to utilize in a potential health hazard. Kern County representatives say the Dar water draws are approved by San Bernardino County. San Bernardino County agencies are saying that approvals are under the jurisdiction of Kern County. Aretina allegedly stated that all water for their site in Kern County would be accessed from Antelope Valley sources. And while this confusion occurs, four of our well pumps have failed and a fifth well is producing silty water. I have provided the receipt for my well pump's replacement. It took approximately a week to rectify my well issue. Another neighbor has been without water for months. I am also providing you with a photograph of property parcels. To my knowledge, nobody was contacted on the San Bernardino County site to provide them or us with an opportunity to object to the water draws. You can imagine the property value loss if water is inaccessible. The Kern County Environmental Impact Report does not address how, in circa 1984, a similar project caused damage to wells at Kramer Junction.
That's time.
I have like 6 sentences left.
Go ahead, do your last thing.
Thank you. And business owners obtained an injunction to stop water draws. I am again requesting information from the MWA regarding this injunction, because if the MWA has not utilized it to determine if the Dar West well could cause the same damage, it is not possible to assess whether or not the current draws affect surrounding wells. So I again protest the assumption that wells are not as deep as commercial wells cannot be affected by intense water draws. Thank you for your assistance.
Thank you very much.
Sir, can you clarify your address?
40980 Castle Road.
What area is that? Castle Road is where?
Yes, it's you know where Kramer Junction?
I've been there many times.
So yeah, Kramer Junction, you go west on 20 Mill Team Road, what used to be Old Highway 58, and right before the S-turn is where I live. And then it's just a short, maybe 2 miles or less to the county line from my from my location.
Clarify what that area.
Thank you.
I just, Mr. Gunn, right? He referenced some materials. We did get some materials, but I don't recall any photographs. So if there's new materials, can you just make sure the board, or at least I get those, so he's saying he wants us to see them?
Yeah, she has those materials, and also I have plenty of videos and photographs if you'd like to.
Just the things you've submitted. We did get some written materials. I just recognize there were no photographs, so if there's something like that you want us to see, I just want to make sure that we're getting what you want us to see.
Well, I can allow you to see anything I have, because I have videos and everything if you need additional information.
Right. And then I think my particular guidance would be to write down those questions you have, submit them, and then staff can respond. We don't have all the answers. I know that. It's not wholly within our purview to solve that issue, but we can help guide you on who to see.
Right.
Well, and I will let them know after the other two speakers. Our legal counsel is going to be speaking with them, wishes to speak with you all.
Okay, thank you.
After.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can hear me okay?
Yes.
My name is Lynn Black. I'm a non-resident to Boron, but I have a business in the area, and I'm right there on Boron Avenue. My address with my business is 12039 Boron Avenue, Boron, California, 93516. So I'm there temporary, like during tax season, typically. First, I would like to say that Kern County approved Antelope Valley Water Masters to be the providers for the water for Aretina, along with other approved water, but they didn't say where the other approvals would be from, and we have not been able to locate any other approvals for any other water accesses. We haven't done or seen an environmental impact on the water wells, you know, for the aquifers. I also filed a San Bernardino County Code Enforcement. The case number was CSE-2024-18937 back in October of 2024. It was transferred, I believe, to the Water Masters or to that expertise in that area because it wasn't a code enforcement violation. So I would like to follow up with that to find out what's going on with that. I would also like to request or help understanding, and I know you guys don't have it, the aquifer and how it runs east to west, west to east, you know, that how which one well will affect the other wells. We've written letters to Aretina, and Aretina said that, oh, one well won't affect another well because they don't understand aquifers. That's not their job. So I would like to have that. Also, your vision statement pretty much says it all. These four residents in the San Bernardino County side, just east of where the well that is being pumped, is in jeopardy of losing basically the family farm or the homestead if they do not receive help soon. I mean, we understand code violations. If you don't have any water, the houses are condemned. They have to be forced to be homeless. This is an outrage. I also would like to request all meters for the DARS, both. They have 2 meters, and I understand that it's a collective number of what they're allowed to their annual, I didn't write down what their limit is and how much they can draw. And so is it a collective, or is each meter is separate, that it can allow 224, whatever that number is, acre feet, thank you. Because we're watching the trucks. I also have pictures of the trucks, both transferring from San Bernardino, Kern County side, moving and turning on 20 Mule Team Road up to Boron Avenue towards the Aretina. I have pictures of them at the Aretina site delivering the water and making a turnaround. They have a big reservoir out there. It's pretty much all I have.
Thank you very much.
Any questions?
I said, our legal will be getting in contact with you. Thank you. One other one? Sure. Come on up.
Howdy.
Hi.
I just had to replace my well. Now they're talking about James Darr. He's not even alive anymore. I don't believe it's the same James. The well that is the other well that's out at Four Corners, it has some aquifer coming in from Red Mountain and all that, according to a lady that has a well out there. But they're drying up our water. They're hauling 300 to 400 gallons a day out of there, 6 and 7 days a week. I'd like to see them come out and monitor what's going on as far as a measurement. Measure the bottom, measure the top. Figure out something that's fair for everybody. They did this when they put in the freeway. They measured the top to make sure they didn't drain it. We was in a real wet season. We didn't have any wet season last year. Very little rain. But I think something needs to be done or they're going to dry us all up out there. There's about 4 or 5 of us out there. Okay, that's all.
What was your name?
My name's Robert Hyden.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Anything else?
Thank you.
We also have one commenter online.
Okay. Anybody else that would like to speak online?
We have M. Richardson.
Okay.
Hello, can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Hello? Hi, my name is Melanie Richardson. So I reside in, my kids go to school in Boron. I'm a public health nurse, and so I have some certifications to talk about public health. But I'd like to just do some simple math and just question the data that was provided you guys for the meter reading, because just per what Mr. Gunn had said, let's say that they're doing about 39 or 40 trucks per day. Each truck, conservatively, is 6 to 10,000 gallons. So that estimates about 3 to 6 loads per acre foot, 6 to 13 acre feet per day times they've been doing this since May 2024. And so that is easily an inaccurate meter reading that you guys have been provided by them. So with that being said, is there immediate action you guys can take, for example, a cease and desist? Or can you guys go out there and follow them and just say you cannot cross county lines? You guys don't allow it per that you guys were told it would stay at Kramer Junction. It has not, and it has never even been dug out at Kramer Junction. They haven't even started digging there. And then Kern County also there says no water haulers can carry water into these projects. So what appears to me, and I've read some responses from you guys and from Aratina, is y'all keep passing the buck back and forth between Kern County, San Bernardino County, water agencies. And so there's no, for example, a response was, well, talk to the Kern County planner. Well, they're going to tell us to talk to you guys. And just it's going to be continued to pass the buck while people are getting sick. People do not have water. It's a public health issue, and it needs to be immediately stopped.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your comments. Appreciate it. And again, I'll make our comment, Lee, after the meeting. Is that correct? You would like to meet with you, please, if you can stay?
Yes, ma'am. I'll stay on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to move on to consent calendar. Do I have anybody that wishes to pull anything, or do I have a motion?
I'll move it.
I have a motion from Director Raleigh.
Second.
A second from Director Limbaugh.
Director Limbaugh?
Yes.
Director Page?
Yes.
Director Ramirez?
Yes.
Director Raleigh?
Aye.
Director West?
Yes.
Chair Hoffman?
Yes. Thank you. We are going to move on to number 9, I believe. consider certifications of delinquent assessments for water of 2023-24. David, handing it over to you.
Yes, okay, so this is something that we do every year. Water Master, for those pumpers who pump more than their allowance, they can submit a transfer at the May meeting, if approved, to cover that replacement obligation. If not, we will invoice for wet water on June 1st, and that invoice was due July 1st. So the people on this list to this date still have not paid. The original list that was posted last week, there have been three revisions to that list for people who have paid up till now, and we're asking that you guys, well, I guess I'll just read it. So staff recommends that Watermaster certify the attached list of delinquent assessments and direct staff to forward this list to the MWA board, and that will be at tomorrow's meeting, to place liens on the 25-26 tax rolls. Additionally, staff recommends that the list be updated as needed prior to filing with the county on August 10th. So they can pay us up to August 10th. After we file the liens with the county on August 10th, they can't pay us anymore. They have to pay the county through their taxes.
Anybody have any questions? Marina.
I'm just kind of curious about a couple of accounts here. Southern California Edison doesn't have $185, $182.15 to pay us.
I'm sure they do. I just think that they probably see us more of a thorn or not worth it. I don't know.
How are they lien? What property? Do they have a property? Is that what it is?
Yeah, they actually have several parcels, and the lien is spread across the parcels.
And so then a secondary question is kind of similar. I see one here that's an actual water company. Is that because it's a mutual? They do maybe pay taxes? Because I know.
Yeah, they're private, so.
Okay, thank you very much.
Anybody, any other questions? No? So then we need to make a motion on that one.
I'll make the motion.
Thank you. We have a motion from Director West.
I'll second it.
Jesse Ramirez, Director. We have a second.
Director Limbaugh.
Yes.
Director Page.
Yes.
Director Ramirez.
Yes.
Director Raleigh.
Aye.
Director West.
Aye.
Chair Hoffman.
Yes. Thank you. Move on to reports. 10, executive officer reports. David, I'm assuming I'm handing this list over to you as well.
Yes.
Thank you.
Share my screen here and get these reports going. Okay, executive officers reports for July 23rd, 2025. First report is the status of groundwater storage in MWA storage accounts. As of June 30th, we have 182,514 acre feet in Alto with 6,827 acre feet left in claim. In Baja, we have 25,068 acre feet. In Centro, 35,451 acre feet. In Este, 1,334 acre feet, and zero in Oeste for a total of 244,367 acre feet, with 6,827 of that available for claim. Any questions on that one?
Questions? Okay.
So moving on to the next one, we have we posted every time we have transfers at a meeting. We update a transfer tracking table and post it to the website. This is just page one of 17 pages, so they're not all here. This is up on our website for people. This is to allow them to track how much water they have, how much water has been sold or purchased, and what their totals are as of the date of the last meeting. Next is the quarterly investment report. You want to tackle this one, Lauren? Or, all right, I can just read total cash investments.
As well in cash and investments.
Yeah, it looks like total cash investments. Market value, $4,397,366.13. And that's all I know on this one.
Do we have any questions that we need to pull? pull Lauren up, or we're good.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
And that was it. That's all I have for the executive officers' reports.
Other reports. And if we have no other questions, then we'll move to 11, which is engineer reports.
Okay, so the first engineering report is the, this is a hydrograph. The little red dots are real world gauge readings of the lower narrows. The blue line is the projected base flow, and that line will become asymptotically more accurate as we get closer to the end of the water year. And it looks like, so as of up through the end of May, I didn't get the June readings from VVWRA until the day after this was all created and posted. So we're a month behind on this one. But as of the end of May, VVWRA has delivered 9,758 acre feet to the river. We have a projected ratio of discharge for them still to go till the end of the year of 4,840 acre feet. The projected base flow, we believe, for this year is going to be 5,691 acre feet, which will actually give us, for the first time in 3 years, a makeup obligation. Projected makeup obligation is 1,065 acre feet from Alto to the Alto transition zone. Any questions on this one? Nope. Okay, moving on. So this is the last 18 months of reads. Generally every Tuesday by USGS at the Lower Narrows. If there's a storm event, they'll measure it more often. The most recent reading was July 10th. There were 3.31 CFS at the Lower Narrows gauge. And if you just go back a year in there and look about 7.9 the year before, it was 4.32. So it's down a little bit from the prior year. Any questions on that? If not, that's all I have.
Oh, legal report.
Yeah, I'll just report briefly that the Water Master has filed with the Riverside Superior Court in City of Barstow versus City of Adelanto, the Water Master's motion for recommendations as to production safe yield and free production allowance. We have received several responses to the motion, one from Golden State Water, another from California Department of Fish and Wildlife, and another from Mitsubishi and Richardson. The hearing is going to be heard on August 4. We're in the process of now of evaluating the responses we've received to this point, and anticipate filing a reply brief with the court this coming Monday.
Time for the hearing?
1:30 p.m., August 4.
Mr. Ramirez. Mr. West? Director Raleigh?
Nothing.
Director Limbaugh?
Nothing.
Thank you. And I also have nothing. We don't have closed session. Is that my understanding? We're correct on that?
Correct.
Okay. Do we have any items that we need to put on the agenda discussion for next meeting that anybody can pick up? Nope. Okay. Well, then with that, we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone. And if you guys will hold tight, please.